Governor Rick Snyder has won another 4 years in office. So what's next? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Earlier this week, Governor Snyder thanked his family, he thanked his supporters, and he gave a shout out to the Great Lakes.
I still like to remind my fellow governors that 4 out of the 5 Great Lakes prefer Michigan.
Okay, so jokes aside, what do policy experts expect from Snyder in his second term?
So I think what we've got is kind of a confluence of a number of things coming to a head.
James Clift is with the Michigan Environmental Council. He says energy will be a big issue for Snyder.
Is there going to be enough power in this region of the country to serve our needs, you know, in the upcoming years? Some federal regulations coming into play as the utilities making some very large decisions about kind of the energy future and the clean energy legislation plateauing off in 2015.
Clift is talking about our renewable portfolio standard. It requires Michigan utilities to get 10% of their electricity sales from renewable sources by 2015. Snyder has said he'd like to see that standard raised as long as it makes business sense. Governor Snyder is also expected to unveil his water strategy in the next 6 months. Rick Pluta joins me now to talk more about this. He's the State Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rebecca.
What will this water strategy look like?
That's supposed to be sort of a comprehensive, long-term plan for making sure that we're protecting and utilizing fresh water in Michigan. And there is also a problem that never really seems to go away, that, you know, Michigan's sewer infrastructure system is old, and we still have a lot of communities where when there's a heavy rain, the stormwater system overflows and creates a lot of problems. And so this water strategy that's going to be unveiled in the first half of next year is supposed to, you know, tackle all of that.
So what do we expect to see? Are we going to get more funding for sewer upgrades?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because sort of part and parcel with that, but also separate, is Michigan in the 1990s voters approved a pretty large scale bond program to pay for environmental cleanups. And we've kind of run through that money. We're at the tail end of it. And so the Snyder administration will probably be going to the legislature in the coming year and saying, we want you to approve a new bond program.
How tough of a sell will that be to the Republican legislature?
Well, it's sort of interesting. I mean, one of the things that we saw Tuesday night was that not only will the legislature remain Republican, but it will be more Republican than it is right now. And some of those Republicans who are coming in are more conservative than, you know, the critical mass of the Republicans that are in there right now. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that sells. Some of the lawmakers who are serving are also going to be people who served during the first Snyder administration, when the mantra was paying down debt. And we could see the Snyder administration going to the legislature going, well, now we've paid down debt, now we want to borrow to deal with these water quality issues. And that's how they would sell it, is they would say, look, every corner of Michigan, you know, has an interest in water quality. And so this is money well spent. But we've seen how interested the legislature is in spending money on some other issues, some environmentally related, some not environmentally related. And the answer is not very.
Rick Pluta is the State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.